Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Afternoons with OMF.
The final score, the Bucks 116, the Celtics 91. The Milwaukee Bucks are headed to the Eastern Conference Final.
As you can see, this is why the Celtics season has been a failure. They're just going through the motions tonight. They are ready for vacation.
They are not even worth my attention, damn it!
But in terms of the team's performance, the guys who talked most about flipping switch, Kyrie.
Do you see Kyrie playing here next year, and do you get a feeling that he wants to be here?
That's a question for Kyrie.
Now, who cares?
Why is it tough to get along with this guy?
They say his mood swings.
His switch went the other way. It was like, in this series, his switch went off.
He got
switch
a short.
Is that on the air?
This is the Kyrie Irving story.
Right now.
One, two, three, Cancun.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, I love giving Ordway bad news right before the show. I love it when he kind of gives me that. Oh.
Is he in a good mood after today?
He was already in a pissy mood. Now I just wanted to pile on.
What are you talking about? I saw a local team last night. Granted, their backs were up against the wall.
So you think they'd fight?
It was a tough thing. They fought their ass off. For about 3 minutes.
I don't know what that's
right. 3 minutes.
When I think fighting your way out of a bad situation, like I remember my old days and, you know, back when I was in a gang and, you know, a former gang, another gang member would try and get us and we'd fight our way out. That was not fighting.
You were in a gang?
No.
What kind of gang?
Breakdancing. That was a breakdancing gang.
Oh, awful.
That
was pathetic.
How predictable.
No. That was, I think the script
I told you that they lose by 28. That was the easiest bet in the history of sports betting.
Yes,
-9, Milwaukee. Really?
And I agreed with you, but I didn't you think there'd be a little bit more fight in the first half?
No. No.
Really? Maybe, but now that's just like small stuff. Like, I wasn't surprised. So I thought it was going to be in the second quarter, third quarter. All right, whatever. It never happened, period.
There was no fun.
So nothing at all. No, it was just disgusting.
It was like we show up and we don't want to do this. We really don't want to play here. Do we have to play here? We don't want to really do this. And, you know, Kyrie, and I know he's not going to talk much about this because he's all excited. He's looking forward to seeing the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Final. Is that the dumbest statement? He said some dumb things.
You think?
That might have been the dumbest
he's
ever
said. I'll put a few of them up there.
That's dumb. You're sitting there telling your crowd, your
basketball
audience.
Genius, who cares?
That was pretty dumb, too.
I put up a lot of things.
But the one thing they wanted from you was a little bit of fight last night, Kyrie. And the game's over. And you're sitting there going, nah, I'm not really upset. No.
Truth be told, it's no time to be disappointed.
No,
I think that,
why
you know,
disappointed?
You take your lessons, you take your ass with them that they handed us. And you move on. You know, it's a basketball journey. You know, you want to keep playing, but they put a halt to that. And they deserve this series. They played like they wanted it. And you know, I'm looking forward to seeing them going to the Eastern Conference Finals and playing their next opponent. It was a great opponent.
It's so fake. So stupid. Enough.
It's so fake.
And by the way, I thought he learned his lessons from LeBron already.
It's a weird.
Is he still going back to class?
He's a weird guy. How long before? Because I don't know about you guys, but in the post game, I felt like everybody wanted to say so much more. And in a way, they just said, you know, I'm not going to say what I want to. I'll just let it go.
He said a little bit.
How long? Tomorrow? Weekend? Before these guys start talking, unnamed player in the locker room, and you start hearing how, I mean, do we even have to hear them to know how big of a bleep show this entire season was and this team and how much they just disliked each other and maybe these two guys liked each other and these three guys liked each other, but those three guys didn't like those two guys? I mean, yeah, it's obvious. You saw it all year long. And now it's just a matter of time before it comes out.
They've got restricted free agent status so they can match. No comment.
Hold on. So that's Terry Rozier, right? Okay.
He did talk a little bit, Terry Rozier,
you got to set it up, though. The first question is actually better. So they sit there and they talk to Terry Rozier. And they did this with everybody. But the only person I didn't hear from, although he talked today, was Gordon Hayward.
Because he left again.
Okay.
He can't deal with it.
For the life of me, I can't even comprehend.
That's cowardly.
That it is.
It's cowardly.
That's not good look.
I don't think
if you play like crap. What are you doing?
Right. If you play like
twice.
crap.
But the season is over now. I mean, I get it. I don't like the fact he did it the other night. But it's done. And you're not there?
The fact is that, so what happened? So with the everybody's in the locker room. Everybody's talking. Do report. And he's just getting dressed. So people just walk by him. They just ignore him, right? Because he's like a ghost, right? He disappears in the locker room just like he does during the game.
I don't know
what it is.
Well, they had a closed door for a while. Maybe he quickly dressed. He didn't shower and he slipped out the back door. I don't know.
So
I have no idea. But he did not speak last night.
Well, maybe they didn't see him. I mean, I've seen it before. These guys. No, by the time the media gets in, he's already gone.
There's a shower pill.
Yeah, he's already gone.
No, they hide in the trainer's boot. That's what they do.
Some guys take a shower pill. They don't want to waste any time.
What's a shower pill?
You don't take a shower.
You just get dressed.
You just get dressed.
I thought that was a magic pill.
No, then you shower later.
Oh, I took a shower pill. And they just get their clothes on. They want to get on the bus before the media gets in there.
Oh, please.
I mean, to me, we're going to sit here and discuss Kyrie Irving and his situation and his personality.
There'll be a lot of Kyrie today.
All day long. But to me, is like, is that a guy you want to root for? Okay, I get he jacked up his ankle, but holy, nothing's wrong with his voice. What is wrong with him? Honestly, I want you to explain to me.
I have no explanation for that.
What, he can't take the criticism? Everyone's giving him in the past.
I just called it cowardly, and it's cowardly. I'm sorry. You play like that. You don't play well. I think everybody understood that you had a serious injury last year. People were pulling for you. They gave you an awful lot of time. They've given you even more time this
year. Every excuse in
the
book.
And by the way, the fact that Kyrie is constantly doing bizarre stuff, and the way he's playing is taking even more pressure off of Gordon Hayward, who should be getting a lot more than he's actually getting. He should be at least understanding of that, and you speak a little bit at the end. He didn't say much this morning. He didn't say anything, but at least you're there by your locker, and you say, okay, last game, I'm going to at least talk. And by the way, Kyrie could have easily said stuff last night that would have, believe it or not, as much as the people here are despise him right now, I think he could have eased a lot of that with a different speech at the end of the game last night. He could have come out. He could have put it on himself. Okay, Brad Stevens has not taken an awful lot of heat because he said he had a bad season. He put it on him. He did have a bad season. And people should be all over Brad Stevens because he got vastly outcoached in this series, all right, by a guy who is a better coach than him. I tried to argue that point before the series began, but look at it now. But is he taking heat? No, because he came out and said, my bad, it's on me.
Well, right?
Why didn't Kyrie do that? He can't do that.
See, here's the thing.
He can't do that. And that's a real flaw, guys.
Yeah, it's almost like, we had a conversation, I don't know, it was a week ago or whatever, Christian. We were going back and forth. And I was saying, is there a chance that actually Kyrie's the one that gets it and everybody else doesn't? Because they felt like they accomplished something. He's trying to show them how to get to that next level. So I was putting it on everybody else. And the thing is that I still feel like, for this team to be a championship team, they need to keep this guy because if you know about the financials and the situation they're in, if they lose him, then I don't know what Danny's going to do. So even if you know that they need this guy to take it to the next level, you still felt sort of dirty because he's a tough guy to like, right?
Yes.
So you're sitting there saying, listen, I know what he brings. I know he's a pain in the ass. I hate when he talks. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else. But he's a talented player, and if you can get Anthony Davis, that's the only shot you got. Because if he walks, you can't replace him with money. You're screwed in the cap. I don't know where you go again.
Kyrie's great. We know that.
And you will be a fifth seed, whatever. But I was wrong. It wasn't the other guys. It was Kyrie. Now, I had a very interesting back and forth last night. Somebody that is in the know that kind of opened the eyes up.
Lou's got a mole. Lou's got a mole.
Well, here's the thing. I'm a basketball guy. I'm a basketball guy.
Basketball guys bring new information.
I am a basketball
guy. I didn't give you credit for that.
And blogs don't get that.
And I think Glenn can validate some of the credibility here. But that's another story. Anyway,
I think it's a credible source. I will give you this.
I was told that that team last year going to the Eastern Conference Finals damaged his ego so bad. To the point where, I think that's one of the reasons why he wasn't there for Game 7. That was it.
Gossip.
He couldn't stomach the fact that his team, without him, was succeeding because he thought they couldn't without him. And he couldn't stand the fact that possibly seeing his team maybe beat, LeBron James and go to the finals without him. He couldn't do it. And he didn't go to the game. And that damaged him.
Congrats.
To the point where it was an issue all year long. And this is why he acted the way he did all year long. His ego took such a hit that it was him. he was a pain in the ass because of that and made everybody else's life miserable. They didn't know what to do with him. They didn't know how to figure him out. They're walking around going, who is this guy? What is going on? The mood swings. That was the biggest issue.
Well, he's so,
and it was Kyrie.
See, my source told me that his nose was falling off, and he actually had to get it repaired.
He broke his jaw.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. I actually don't have a source.
I said he had.
You're not a basketball guy.
No, I'm still a basketball guy. Okay. You're just you're like the higher level basketball guy because you have inside information.
He went up a couple notches over
there. Yeah, he did. Now you're like a commander in chief now. So how do you think he felt this year, when obviously they did so much better without him?
Another one.
For regardless of what you thought the East was like, or and if you thought they were lucky or whatever, doesn't matter.
Well, they played bad teams that night when they rested.
Sure, they
still they were still what 12-4 without him, right? Yeah.
The fact is that they did
him.
So much worse, and from top to bottom, from inside out, from all different aspects of a team, they look like crap. And if the way he played was last night was any indication of whether he was going to stay or go, to me, and I still feel like they're going to have no choice, but he just wanted to be over so bad and run away and take these next 6 weeks or however long it is before the Celtics make a decision on what they're going to do, that it's almost like he said, screw it.
I'm done.
He didn't care.
No, but here's the thing, too. The other part is that there's some people in the Celtics that don't want anything to do with him. That don't want him back.
Yeah, but I don't think they have a choice.
No, I understand that. And I'm not talking about ball boys and stuff. I'm talking about people in this organization that don't want it back.
Lucky is pissed.
So you're saying, okay, however, you're saying that people like higher ups.
Yeah, yes, influential people, okay, like Chad Finn says. Okay, yes, don't want them. But I mean, if you're Danny Ainge, you have to look at the landscape of it. You know, whether you want them or not. You know, you sit there and say, what's the alternative?
It's business. They have a tough business situation.
Because this guy's not a Celtic. He doesn't welcome it.
What are you talking about?
He doesn't give a rat's ass.
I saw the commercial about him wanting to have his numbers up in the Raptors.
No, he don't give a rat's ass about these guys walking around. Former Celtics walking around. He's just not. He's not. But, again, ultimate decision's Danny's. And it's going to come down to what is my other option? I don't know, he can get creative. I don't know, but you tell me, what are the other options?
He doesn't have a lot. He has to be real creative, and none of it is as good a scenario as having him back with Davis. Listen, I don't think you were wrong on your original assessment, Lou, when you were talking about what's going on here. I think we all knew this, and we brought it up in October. So you've got these kids who suddenly think that they're adults and grown-ups now because they went through a playoff series and everybody was throwing accolades at them because they went to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. So they're the big guy now, right? They feel that way. Now the two guys come back, the two guys that are the real all-stars, and they come back and they throw your ass over to the kiddies' table. Go to the kids' table again, all right? And the kids are looking at it saying, well, wait a minute, we accomplished an awful lot. The difference is, and I think we all know that was an issue all year long. But the question is, did Kyrie handle this the right way? He admitted at one time that he didn't. Yet now his ego gets to him, and he can't at least acknowledge that the kids are doing something, right? So why did
you... Without him.
Without him.
Because he needs to be the guy.
And his ego forces him to be inconsistent.
But I do think he was right.
Because he's up and he's down, and he feels good, he feels bad. It leaves you confusing. You're always confused with him.
Mood swings. We've had some of those around here.
Yeah,
mood swings.
Not lately, though.
No, not lately.
No.
But we're all on our meds.
I think you were right originally, Lou, in that the kids don't understand this yet. They still don't understand it. So Kyrie was right.
Maybe they don't. It's just that Kyrie didn't give him an opportunity to understand it.
He didn't do it right.
He didn't handle it the right way.
No, he didn't.
You know what I mean? So he didn't respect what they accomplished last year without him.
But
he tried to downplay it to the point where, you know, and I think it bothered him that they were successful, and that's one of the reasons why. Like, he was just all over the place, threw it on the young kids at times. So yeah, it was all about him. Most of this stuff is because of Kyrie Irving. So what do you do if you're Danny? And you know, again, there's a really good article. We're just looking at ESPN talking about the financial side of it. Where they are. See, there's a difference between, everybody understand the luxury tax cap and everything. They're in the luxury tax. They're over the cap.
Yep.
If Kyrie leaves, they're still over the cap.
Yep.
If Horford leaves, they're still over the cap.
Correct.
So Irving, Horford, and Baines, if they all walk, you have $13 million to spend.
Yeah. What are you going to get for $13 million?
What are you going to get for that?
Nothing. Get the money.
You're going to want to bring Rozier back, right?
Yeah.
Can you bring Morris back? No.
So what? Rozier will cost you 13.
What do you have?
You don't. You don't. They're screwed. They're in a really. I shouldn't say they're screwed. They're in a very difficult position right now. All right, and
I think he's gone.
And gone on his own account.
Yes,
and he's going to leave. So if he leaves, you're in a very difficult situation.
Yep.
Especially when you look at Milwaukee. They got their act together. That team's not going anywhere. They're going to be a power.
You take three steps back, talent-wise. Listen, he's a talented player. You took a shot. You took one of the great players in the game. Top 10, top 15, top 5. Well, I don't care, whatever you call him. Wrong mix. Wasn't bad.
All right, we're going to let people vent at 617-779-7937. We'll try to look forward with some of the stuff that Lou was just saying. What do you do now? And by the way, what happened last night in that Golden State game may have a huge impact on Kyrie Irving's future. We're going to get to all of that. The Bruins open up against the Hurricanes tonight. It is game one of the Eastern Conference final in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And, oh, yeah, some of the Red Sox players are down in Washington, D.C. at the White House, and we'll pick up some of that for you as well. But we get to the phone calls coming up next at 617-779-7937.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
My mom passed away when I was young, so my dad had to raise my sister and I alone. He was a great player. He even tried out for Boston once, but he sacrificed his dream so I could live mine. He's the reason I wear number 11. I want to be the reason no one else will.
Here's the problem.
Jesus. I'd give it a Wanamaker next year.
Yeah. Here's the problem most people have with him is that they don't believe any of this stuff anymore because he said too much stuff and then not backed it up with his actions on the floor. He did not want to play any defense last night. You know what the most aggravating part of last night's game? Anybody think Milwaukee played a decent game?
No, they weren't good.
They were not good last night. Milwaukee was sitting there basically at the beginning of the game saying, we're home. Home crowd's behind us. All we have to do is play in the third quarter for about 8 minutes, go on a nice little run, and we're going to rub these little weasels right off the floor. Right? That's all they didn't come with a great game last night.
They shot 31% from the floor in the first quarter and left there with a three-point lead. Like 31%.
To me, that game
was just awful.
It felt like a pickup game.
That's bad.
Felt like a pickup game.
That's what Charles Barkley said.
And basketball guy. I mean, what do you expect?
True.
You know? When is it over?
Well, you had one team that didn't want to be there, Christian, and the other team.
And knew the other team didn't want to be there.
Right, and knew that they didn't want to be there.
So how quickly can you break their will officially?
And they broke it very quickly.
Yeah, and you could tell it was just so. I don't know. So what do you make of it? At the end, what does it mean?
Well, it means a lot.
What does it mean? At the end, now it's over. So
well,
now
wait a minute. It means a lot.
So now it's over, right? The debacle of a season is over. Let's play the blame pie. Who wants some blame pie? Who wants a little piece of blame pie? You want to divvy it out? You want to slice it up and start giving it to guys?
Pie.
Not really. I mean, Kyrie is a big part of it.
That's what it is.
So Kyrie came here.
It's Ainge. It's Kyrie. It's a young. I mean, come
on. Unfortunately, he could have been the reason why. Right, this team did great things. And I think, unfortunately, he's the reason why it didn't. And I'm going to put most of it on him.
Yes.
Because I think he made everyone's life that much harder. Brad Stevens, everybody.
He's a big piece.
So here's the thing.
The locker room, you name it.
Because, we sit there and go, Kyrie Irving. And we just keep looking at it like, okay, his attitude, his personality, was such an issue. But I would sit there and go, the other guys, the Jaylen Browns, we love them, the Terry Rozier's, the Tatum's, the other players, the Gordon Hayward's, okay, they bear some of the burden too by not compromising. Maybe they didn't compromise as much as they should have.
No, I get it. And that's why he's in a bad spot, Danny. Because, when you think about it, how do you bring back this guy after being around him now for a year or two? Right, last year I don't think it was an issue. This year, again, what happened last year in the playoffs, I think just damaged him too much. He couldn't handle his team succeeding without him. So the only way he could possibly move forward with him is by moving everybody else. which is a very good chance that could happen, right? I mean, you go get Anthony Davis, and it's like, okay, he and Marcus Smart, cool, because I'm going to give up Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Terry Rozier. You know, can he play with Marcus Smart and Gordon Hayward? Like, Gordon Hayward will play with anybody who accepts him as a person. Like, he just seems so soft.
If
Al's still here, so, I mean, can you win with a different group? But you'd almost have to move the young kids out, who I think is Jaylen Brown right now. I don't see he and Jaylen Brown playing together, do you?
Okay, see, that was my next question. If you're Kyrie Irving, who's the one guy you want to see gone?
Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he should be.
No, neither am I.
I think Jaylen Brown's the guy you should be keeping.
If you're Kyrie Irving, because I feel like he poses as the biggest threat to you. He pushes back.
Yeah.
And he's smart enough to know that you're serving up a bunch of bull crap. Where the other guys may just nod their head and you know, kind of get in line. Jaylen Brown says, wait a second, hold on, the emperor has no clothes on. Why are you guys following this guy? He's not making any sense. He's calling us out. He's challenging us. He's being condescending to us, yet he's not holding himself to that same level of excellence.
Wait a minute, Christian. To me, that all goes back on the coach. So we're sitting here, we're all agreeing that last October, we all knew what the issue with this team was, that you were bringing back two All-Stars and that the kids thought they had earned their stripes from the year before with their performance in the playoffs. Yeah. Right?
They did.
I've heard people try to blame Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge's job is to get as much talent out there on the court as he possibly can and on that bench. Nobody bitched at the beginning of the season, before it began, that Danny Ainge didn't do his job.
You got too much talent. That's funny. Too much talent. You can never have too much talent.
You're
right. Exactly. Right.
Team's loaded. Okay. You're going to go to the finals. They can beat Golden State.
So everybody knew. We knew from the outside.
They had a lot of talent.
They obviously, and Brad Stevens knew from the inside what he was dealing with. Personalities and dealing with a shift of bringing these guys in. He had an advantage because he knew one of those guys really well. Okay? Had the kid in college, so he knew him really well. So why isn't he taking the fault of why couldn't he be able to line up that locker room and try to blend what he was doing with two All-Stars coming back and three young kids who thought they had already earned their stripes, thought they had already gone to NBA heaven, right? How could he not get them to mix together? Everybody knew the issue in October. He had to know the issue in October. How did he not fix it for an entire season? Matter of fact, if anything, it got worse. That's on Brad Stevens. Forget about the X's and the O's.
Oh, no.
Which he got out-coached.
He's on the blame.
He got out-coached dramatically with X's and O's in the series and adjustments. But that, to me, is the one thing that was that Brad Stevens really screwed up. He really screwed it up.
But if you're not receptive to coaching and ideas and positions, then I don't care who your head coach is. It could be Tony freaking Robbins.
Well,
he could be having you walk over coals.
I don't think he knows basketball.
You, okay?
He's not a basketball guy,
but
Tony Robbins.
I don't think he's tall enough, but he's shooting. So I don't care. Like, if your personnel and your roster is combative as it is.
Belichick.
Yes. Had the same issue.
In 2009, I can't get to this team.
So,
well, it's Bill Belichick. He can't get to this team.
So 1 year out of 20? Belichick's been able to do it over the years.
I'm not saying it's an exact science, but I can easily understand how any coach would have an issue with this set of circumstances. So you want to blame Brad Stevens? Fine. Go ahead and blame him. I honestly don't care. Blame
just
Brad
can't
Stevens.
Get this team
he
to couldn't play the way we need to play.
He couldn't convince these guys to get along. He couldn't get these guys to buy into the team factor, right? No matter what he tried. I say sometimes it doesn't matter. Sometimes you have to sit there and grit your teeth and just deal with it and wait till it's over so you can reset. And now you've identified who the issues are. Start over again. Okay,
so wait a minute.
Terry
Rozier
gone.
Wait a minute.
He's gone.
Hold on. You know the problem in October, and you're telling me you can't deal with it during the entire season.
What if the problem's your best player?
The problem is always your best player. The problem
not necessarily.
Well, Popovich had a problem in San Antonio. His problem was the best player.
Totally
different.
The guy wasn't even playing.
In Golden State earlier
totally
this year,
different.
Steve Kerr, okay, how about guys that were playing? Steve Kerr at the beginning of the season had a problem with Durant, okay, and Green, okay? He dealt with that.
Totally different.
How was it different?
They won a championship together. There were two alpha males going at it with each other, and they figured it out. They figured it out.
Oh, you're letting Stevens off the hook.
You think Steve Kerr figured that out? You think Steve Kerr said, hey, you guys, you got to come in here, hold hands, and walk to the bus? Are you kidding me?
Did they solve the problem?
Oh, yeah, but they're
Steph
pros.
I don't know who solved it.
They're pros.
But the coach was, it's under his watch, it got solved. You guys are letting Stevens off the hook.
I'm not letting him off the hook.
Come on. Personality within the locker room was the problem with his team.
I just feel like you're putting too much on him, and that sometimes, I think he could deserve some of the blame. We've said it many, many times. No one's letting him off the hook. But when your best player is an issue, and he doesn't have a peer that is equal to him, like out in Golden State, like, you don't think Steph Curry could go to Kevin Durant? You don't think Klay Thompson can go to Draymond Green? And you don't think they help the situation? Kawhi Leonard's completely different. The guy just quit in his team. He's done. But in Golden State, you have peers. You have equals. Over here?
And they're calling
you out.
Who's
going to walk up to him? Who's going to walk up to Kyrie? Al? It ain't going to happen.
No,
who's
so it's totally, to Kyrie? It's totally different.
He's got to get help from his teammates. Different.
Why would Al do it?
There's no respect. None whatsoever.
For Al Horford?
I mean, there's respect for Al, but he's not the vocal one. He's not the problem.
Really? So they have.
No, Kyrie looks at Al and says, "Al, honestly, I know people in Boston love you to death. What the hell have you done other than make five All Stars? You know, when it's a weak center position in the East. What have you ever done? You're going to come to me? And how many championships you got? So you want a championship, Al?
So and how many times do we devalue the head coaching position of an NBA team? Anyways, we devalue the hell out of it.
But you're putting 100% of it on Kyrie.
No.
Right now.
Blame pie does not do. No, you're putting blame pie does not work that way.
That's what you're basically saying. You're exaggerating
so,
it all.
No, you're saying that Kyrie is so long gone now. You can't do anything about it.
I'm not saying that at all.
He's controlling everything.
I don't think I said that.
So Glenn, okay, so you're saying it's 100% Brad Stevens' fault?
No, I'm not.
Oh yeah, you are. You're saying. But why is it got to be extremes?
But do you believe that he's done anything to even soothe this problem since October?
Hasn't helped.
It's the same issue right now in May that
again.
We had in
he
October.
He deserves the blame.
Right.
Some of the blame.
So, all right, we get to the phone calls coming up next. 617-779-7937. I promise you, we go to your calls coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Glenn, Lou, and Christian. Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I'll be the first to say that this is, as far as any other year that I've been a head coach, it's certainly been the most trying. I think I did a bad job. Like, at the end of the day, like, as a coach, if your team doesn't find its best fit together, that's on you. I'll do a lot of deep dives into how I can be better.
I give him credit. He took responsibility. A lot of people didn't, so I'll give him credit for that one. On the other hand, 6 or 7 months, he knew what the problem was, and never really fixed it. And even in the series, if you want to look at the series, he really never solved the problem either. Now, maybe Giannis is just that good, and nobody's going to solve the problem with him, especially now that he seems to have found a three-point range. But to me, how do you not figure this out earlier in the season? I think part of it is he has this certain demeanor about him, and he does it publicly, and he also does it privately, and it may not lend to solving some of the problems. There's got to be, unfortunately, maybe some conflict, some confrontation.
End of the second quarter? He got, Al Horford, Big Al, had a little attitude. Stevens were all pissed off because Giannis was, they thought Giannis was traveling. Then they ended up giving up a three. Then Hayward had an air ball. Then they
seven
went back
swing.
Again. Yeah. So people were like, whoa, look at Brad Stevens. He's out of control. He's showing some emotion. Look out, coach. Get back on him.
Al protected him coming off the bench.
I got your back, coach. It is weird, though, when he kind of gets pissed off. It's like, you're so non-threatening.
Did Dale get mad?
Yeah, but see, that's
going
what
I'm yell at you right now.
But that's what I mean. And if he's handling it that privately,
shut up and know your role.
Does anybody, especially with a guy like Kyrie, who seems to think that he's smarter than everybody else and he can manipulate the situation, so he's probably yesing him to death. By the way, anybody notice that he was complimenting Kyrie was complimenting the other coach an awful lot in the last two games.
He
played for the Bucks.
Oh, it wasn't Kyrie who shut Kyrie down. No, it was Mike Budenholzer. He came up with it, an unbelievable game plan. He was giving him far too much credit. Of course, he's rooting for them now, as we heard.
Sure.
So let's get to the phone calls. Here's Pete in New Hampshire. Hello, Pete.
Hey, I mean, I'm not really surprised by what happened with this series. I mean, Bucks are by far and away the better team. But
You thought that at the beginning of the series, Pete?
Yeah, with with Giannis and everything.
I'll give you credit. A lot of people didn't, but go ahead.
I mean, during the season, the Celtics just didn't do too much. But I'd put a lot of the blame on Danny Ainge, actually, because you look at this guy, you look at all these personalities, and it seems like he just didn't take into account the personalities when trying to get some of these guys. You know, with Kyrie, even with guys like Jaylen Brown, there were some red flags there when they drafted him, like not listening, not taking coaching well and everything.
How's
Marcus
that work?
Smart.
How do you do that?
With a... What with
well? How does that work? How do you do that? How do you know? How do you go and spend time? Do you sit there and say, before I draft somebody or before I trade for somebody or sign somebody, I'm going to go live with them for 30 days and see if I can figure what the hell they are?
It's
all
like
about.
A rent to own type of situation.
But has it been a problem with Jaylen Brown? He's the only guy that showed up consistently for you for five games.
Well, for five games. I mean, earlier, I'm not talking about right now, but obviously there was some conflict between him and Kyrie. Obviously, Kyrie had a lot of red flags before coming here. My biggest problem with Ainge is
the red
that...
Yeah, well,
I didn't see any of the red flags.
His knees?
Pete, you seem to be one of these guys that's got the ESP or something.
All the answers after.
Yeah, because none of this stuff was brought up. Of all of the people, I think he's the least... to blame is Danny Ainge. I'll give him a little piece, a tiny little piece of the pie, because everybody should get a little piece of pie.
I can't even get on you for that either, Glenn, for kissing Danny's ass.
If I had voted in the poll, I would have voted for Danny.
Because I would agree. And he should have known. Why should he have known that, like, a team last year that Kyrie Irving played on that exceeded expectations to get the number one seed? See, people forget Kyrie, like, played 2 years ago. It's, like, amazing. And then they basically played 500 ball when he got hurt the rest of the year. They had home court. They moved on. Why should he have known that Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward would not mix well during year two? Like, the personalities. He acquired a bunch of talent. Now, he's still probably at the phase where he's got to kind of, you know, pluck two or three guys out, maybe get that one piece to get him over the top. But I keep hearing this, and now it's like you're talking about revisionist history. Get everybody ripping him for what he did at the deadline. What'd you want to do at the deadline? What could he have done at the deadline? What'd you want? Another point guard? Another wing player? They could have got depth at the big position. Baines was banged up. Horford was banged up. You tell me, what did they really need at the deadline?
Do you remember what we were talking about at the deadline? They need to subtract somebody so they can get more playing time for somebody. That was the only thing. And you couldn't do it.
There was no move to be made.
No, you couldn't do it with Rozier because at the time, Kyrie Irving was having knee problems. So you're sitting there going, that's insurance, and he's a restricted free agent. So if Kyrie makes it through the season, then in the offseason, we can trade Rozier away. You know, sign him in a sign and trade. This is revisionist history, as you said. Before the season began, what did most of the national people say? Boston has unbelievable talent, top to bottom. As much talent as any team in the league, right? They're going to the NBA Finals. That's what everybody said.
Yeah.
So what was Danny Ainge supposed to do at that time? Get rid of those guys? Make huge trades? What are we talking about?
As far
about?
As a red flag, Kyrie had red flags.
What red
flags? Because he didn't get along with LeBron, maybe? Christian. You know, maybe, but we all sat there. You tell me, people, do you think playing with LeBron is easy? I don't. I know he's the greatest player in the world. So the one red flag was, you got to wonder about a guy that doesn't want to play with the best player in the league.
I'm aware of everything.
Right, that was the red flag.
Yeah.
And then I felt afterwards with, like, LeBron talking, we all sat there and said, yeah, I get it.
I don't feel nothing.
The guy's a douche.
People sided with him.
I would say that he did everything right. There were no red flags. His injuries, he was hurt. That was the red
flag. That
was it.
Oh,
God, what's going to happen with his knee? Are you going to be able to sign to a max? Would you sign to a max contract? Maybe he's got these injury history, and maybe it's just going to persist. No, he did everything right to the whole deal at the fan fest, to the commercial. People were salivating over this guy, okay? And then it just worked its way into what it is now.
Yeah, this is why it's so hard. You can't miss. You know, you try to build a championship team. You know, and Danny up to this point was batting 1,000 because it was, you know, the trading for Isaiah Thomas. bring in guys like Jay Crowder. You know, then you bring in Al, and you got this winning culture, and it allows you to kind of create some a buzz to where
reset
you
go, the franchise.
Yeah, you draft. You got a third pick. Can't miss. Yep. Third pick. Can't miss. Can't get that bust. So you get Jaylen Brown, and you get Jason Tatum.
You avoid Markelle Fultz, and you avoid Lonzo Ball.
Oh, my God, and he acquires more picks, so then he uses one pick, and it was the one pick that actually sucked, right? It turned out to be the ninth pick for Brooklyn, whatever it was, eighth.
Yep.
I know that kid could be a good player out in Cleveland, but still, you got Kyrie Irving from it as well.
Sexton.
And you're sitting there going, man, we're hitting here. Every time I step to the plate, I'm seeing the ball. It's like a beach ball. I'm driving the ball, and this is unbelievable. What you didn't know is that one guy that you traded, that one piece that you felt like was going to get you to the NBA Finals, is a douche.
That's what you call batting a thousand.
Yeah, least, is an awful leader and brought your team down. You didn't know that. You can't predict that.
Least responsible, I think, for the
you know,
for
geniuses
the mess.
Are usually least, like that. Yeah. You know, when you're really, really smart.
Yeah.
People don't get you. They don't understand you. Only other geniuses do. So
I
a guy like LeBron James,
have a lot of knowledge of
LeBron
this.
James would get him, would understand him.
Please.
You know, and they're kindred spirits now.
Is the best.
They share the same pain.
Bob Bradford, you might be a genius.
How about the news out of Los Angeles right now that people within the organization are telling Jeannie Buss, and it might have something to do with Ty Lue. They have not come to any. Matter of fact, they're breaking off negotiations now.
I thought it's off.
Yeah. So that they may trade LeBron.
They should. They should trade LeBron James. They'd do LeBron James a favor. He can always go back and move back to L.A. and be in movies.
Because if you're L.A. and you can't attract two big players along with LeBron, looking at what you're dealing with in the West and then looking at the revived teams that you see with Milwaukee and Toronto in the East and maybe Philadelphia, you have to look at it and say, you know what? Let's start all over. Let's really start all over. This is not going to make any sense. What are we doing? Dude, we're going to hang around for 2 years, 3 years for LeBron. We're going to watch LeBron's demise.
You got 3 years more. You got
That's
3 years
it.
Left.
No, it's not going to work.
Not two,
and they're not getting
three,
him. Not three.
Not
three
four.
More years. Jeff is in Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, Jeff.
Whoa. Whoa. Jeff.
Whoa, what's that sound?
Hey, Glenn. How you doing, guys?
What's good,
up?
Jeff.
All right, listen. I've talked consistently over the course of the season to disagree, mainly with Glenn, because the two basketball guys, Lou and Christian, usually have the correct take.
Thank you.
Hey, Jeff.
So we're basketball guys.
Jeff, I've nailed this all year long.
We're basketball guys.
I have nailed this.
Glenn, time out. Can we get a timeout? Time out. You didn't nail it with Kyrie. You consistently said how much better a team this is with Kyrie.
They are.
Failing to take into consideration.
Where are you? Out on the
Kyrie
beach itself?
Get it. What?
Are you out on the beach yourself? Because all we're hearing is wind.
Okay, hold on. Get out of the wind.
Okay, I'm not
you're
waiting
in a wind.
You can call back.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for
call
the
Call back,
please.
And then you know, make sure you finish your take on. I love when people challenge the real basketball, the original basketball.
Are we
guy.
Really going to do this, that they're a better team without Kyrie Irving? You could say that Kyrie is a douche. You can call him any name you
but hold
want.
On.
He lets you down. This is not a better
Let's
team.
Let's just play along for a second.
Without Kyrie.
Hold on.
They have more talent with Kyrie. They're not a better team with him.
Exactly. So they're right. With Kyrie, suck. Without him, Eastern Conference Finals. It's as simple as that.
No,
it's last true.
Year,
it's accurate.
So
Kyrie came into the fold and was part of the team. Full year of him into the playoffs, and all he did was deconstruct everything that you built. Whether it was personality based, attitude based, practice habits, what he was saying to the media, how confusing and just condescending he was about the younger players.
Okay, so let's get
he's
to
so
the,
passive get, aggressive.
Get to the finish
so,
line here.
Well,
you
it.
Tell me.
That
you
is
tell
the finish
me.
Line.
You take Kyrie out of the equation right now.
No, I'm not at the finish line yet. I still got another leg left.
Go
I got
ahead.
A leg.
All right.
I got
more.
Actually, I'm done. I need a water.
No, you're done. You tell me. You take Kyrie out of the equation, and this is the real dilemma that we all have, because we right now are having trouble liking Kyrie. All right. Second of all, he threw the towel in this series.
He makes it impossible
and it
to
makes,
like him.
He does. There's no question about that. But you take him out of the equation, and you know the situation this team is in, and you bring all these young kids back next year with Rozier, with the Eastern Conference the way it is now, with especially if Leonard stays in Toronto, and it sounds like he might. You tell me that you've got a better team without
Well, no.
Without
Kyrie. I would say, Danny, you got to get to work.
You don't have a
and
better team,
And I don't know... I don't know what that solution is.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
The fact is that, you know, you can sit there and say they're better with them, but I mean, they are what they are.
No, everybody's citing last year's playoffs. I know, and last year's playoffs is a bad barometer.
So even, the Eastern Conference sucked. If they didn't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, forget about that. What if they got swept? Doesn't matter. It's still you had less issues last year than you had this year.
They just did get swept.
But it got real bad.
We're going to find out, and we're going to hear more stories. You're just starting to hear it.
Yeah.
There's going to be people, players who are loyal to Kyrie. They're going to support him and protect him and talk him up. There's going to be the other side that, okay, I'm in a safe space now. I'm on vacation. Maybe I'm like, you know, drinking some wine and I'm just hanging out. And I'm feeling like telling the truth. Here it is. Here's what really happened. And I tell you, the first guy to go just rogue, all in, Terry Rozier. He's the first guy.
He already did a little bit last night.
A little bit. No, I'm going all in.
Cannonball! And it wouldn't be smart for him to do that.
Tatum won't say a word.
It wouldn't be smart for Rozier to do that. I tell you what, one guy's already done it.
Who?
We got one guy already doing it today. All right?
You ready? His buddy.
Marcus Smart.
When you look at this team overall, especially last year, you guys came together, made a run to Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. There's reports about Kyrie's leadership that it really killed the chemistry of this team. What can you say about that?
That's I mean, now one of us on this team knows what Kyrie's been through. Probably a few amount of people in this world know what Kyrie goes through. It was hard for him as well. He was forced into a situation where it was business over, you know, the friendships, where he had to come into a situation knowing that, you know, just a group of guys that had something going before, you know, I come here. How will I fit in? Like, he didn't want to disrupt that, you know, and that says a lot, you know, for this is Kyrie Irving we're talking about. He's talking about coming in and disrupting, you know, us. And, you know, we took him in with full arms and, you know, we tried to understand, but like I said, we never really understood him because we're not in his shoes. So that's just a statement to say his leadership killed us. I mean, you know, it's like four other guys out there. It's 12, 13 other guys on the team, coaches and everything. So to just blame it on one guy.
His failure to lead the correct way, his inconsistency, his message, which was all over the place. Can you imagine if you're in that locker room? And Kyrie is the spokesperson for the team. For whatever reason, he's the best player. He's got a championship, whatever. Someone has determined that he's going to speak for all of us,
right? No one wants to say it, but
he was.
And then he's all over the... One day, he's patting you on the back, and he's having a one-on-one with you, and he's talking about how good you are and how much you could bring to the team. The next minute, the very next minute, he's passively, aggressively calling you out to the media. He's not saying your name. But everybody knows who he's talking about.
He's all over the place.
There was serious issues, and it's no surprise that Marcus Smart comes to a defense. Because I think that, you know, forget about Rozier might be involved in this too, but Jaylen Brown and Kyrie Irving. And I know you guys read this article. Tim Bontemps. Bontemps, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes.
From ESPN. Okay. Kyrie Irving's failed leadership tells the story of the Celtics' failed season. I tell you, it is a very interesting read. There's a lot of things that I want to go through. I want to go through this.
Right. Yeah.
Good quotes, good stories in this.
Okay, we'll get into some of it, and we'll start moving forward here because the Celtics, and we've already told you a zillion times, with Kyrie, if he wants to leave, and it's all on him now, he can opt out and he can leave. And if he does, then this team is in a very difficult situation. And we'll get into that as to what Danny Ainge has to do. Because I don't think you can blame Danny much for what happened this year. But it's all on Danny this summer now. He's got to find the solution for this mess. 617-779-7937. This hour being brought to you by Wyndham Wood School.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.